what were my rights as an Aboriginal extinguished? Who had the right to sign off my Aboriginal rights? And there was other Native people who represented in my behalf, signed off my Aboriginal rights. That was one of my big disappointments, and which I did not agree with the Land Claims Act. However, I was told we had to live with the act because it was already been signed and passed into law by President Nixon. I did not hear much about the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act prior to its passage in December 18, 1971. There are words within the act itself. I do have a higher education other than high school, but it was very hard for me to understand the wording put into the act by the lawyers. The words I distinctly remember are pursuant, extinguishment, and there are other words used by attorneys, and I believe there have been times the matter of interpretation on a village, regional, the national level, as well as the attorneys. There's been a lot of money just spent just on my primary concern is, you know, losing my Aboriginal rights because of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. During the course of time, I think the only one that benefited are financially from the act itself has been the corporate boards and staff on a village and regional level. There has been nothing passed on to the stockholders other than a dividend which may have been declared at one time or another for an X amount of dollars, which was actually, you know, taking away whatever capital the villages had. And I personally feel that it's been a heyday for the attorneys and accountants because we had no other choice but to have attorneys and accountants to take care of our day-to-day, month-to-month, on a quarterly and a yearly basis, how to run a corporate business and corporation. I'd like to go a little bit further on and to mention that I believe the Land Claims Act has benefited the natives in some way because the state and federal agencies finally have started listening to the wants and needs of the village people as a whole. In the past, it was them that determined what we needed, how we should live, and how our children and grandparents should be. But I definitely see a generation gaps that are being created, and I myself, I would consider myself middle age, and we have a younger generation which are taking over the administrative duties and corporate office structures, and I definitely I plan on staying in a picture where I will definitely pass my advice on to the younger generation as well as listening to the older generation. I definitely see a gap in education, the ability to be able to read and comprehend the rules and regulations that we have to live by. I definitely see the character of the different generations where a certain age group is more likely to speak up for or against anything.
The Claims Act, in the sign of December 1971, Late Magua in Pierre Nelka, Cluitem, sign no tip to the Pit Matut, Ilatok, the washing Kadar Nibluni. I know that Ilan Gok, the Village Corporation, Cargat, Duke Mong, Mary Ziklu tagit katak te madlanol wi tupiat te manglanter ileta nunakrat suli tok inilang su atlawa gut pak mam suli una village rep nunakrat suli inilang da um beer of land management nunam marumangdra te masi ileit kapsini ugiu ni soi nazaklu tamna imana nunakshaklu tiktok porni mary ziglum tungani te masi terpa tawong anukdan inlang lu tamna ilan tornagwarin lu iluarin lu pak mami ileit sulte mani Consulate shooting IRA in the Pokmam Taki Katuan, the Kakdan go traditional councils to the consulate of card doctored. We go Pokmami talk, man, Atla Dunak in IRA carp that there were good. Took Ligi Tapko, he laid a speech, they man gas kind of near near shooting. They must see if Zaklun is surely. Magua Village Corporation Rut, Imana Miking Mother, Tam Miking Tuan Village Corporation, Magua Inupia Grut, Pakmam Sul Negwatu Nigazung Niblu Munga Land Claim or Roman.